So glad you're with us, Kevin McCullough. A huge breaking news Friday right in front of us. So much to get to. What it means, why it matters.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
Oops, Elon did it again. Before we're done, what has the radical Muslim representative from Minnesota gone and done? I'll tell you. Harris Faulkner, Mike Huckabee, Kayleigh McEnany, all in the green room. But we start from the Fox News worldwide headquarters with Brooke Singman. Stay with us. This is Kevin McCullough Radio.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Lot to get to today. You've got vindication from AG Barr that Rod Rosenstein's coming to his aid. You've got accusations from former FBI Director James Comey. You've got the president making Nancy Pelosi lose her God-given mind. And you've got an Obama White House counsel that is pleading not guilty to some things that look an awful lot like what Mr. Manafort did. We're going to talk about all of these stories and more with Brooke Singman. She is the top political reporter for FoxNews.com, and she joins us from the Fox News headquarters live this afternoon. Brooke, always good to hear from you. Normally Fridays are kind of like the news dumping ground, aren't they? It's like where things go to die in terms of stories. But this is a huge day today.
I don't know if they necessarily go to die on Fridays. I really think they come to be born on Fridays. Yeah. To be honest with you.
Well, let's start with the stuff with AG Barr. Director Comey is out today saying that I didn't know that it was spying. I wouldn't use the word spying. What distinction was he drawing between himself and the Attorney General?
So these comments actually came out yesterday during a conference in California. Comey was asked about Attorney General Barr's testimony this week before both the House and Senate Appropriations Committees. And the Attorney General said that he believed, quote, spying did occur on the Trump campaign in 2016. But now you have former FBI Director James Comey kind of mocking the Attorney General, saying, I have no idea what he's talking about. When I hear that kind of language, it's concerning because the FBI and the Justice Department conduct, quote unquote, court-ordered electronic surveillance. And he said he never thought of that as spying. And that's kind of sparked a new line of conversation here. I mean, the Attorney General has been under intense scrutiny in the last few days since he said that. But despite the backlash from everyone, I mean, Barr's testimony seemingly just appeared to refer to the intelligence collection that has already been widely known, confirmed,
correct,
reported by multiple outlets. So it's interesting, you know, for Comey to say that the Justice Department and FBI, you know, got these court-ordered surveillance warrants, which they did, FISA warrants, and what Attorney General Barr wants to look into and says that he's assembled a team to review is whether or not that surveillance was actually warranted or whether it was done properly. So
yes,
that's the distinction that I think people are missing here. And he said that pretty clearly in his testimony, that he wanted to make sure that there was no improper surveillance.
And but
that
see, is Comey and... Yeah, and that's the problem. Comey is conflating the two, and he's trying to make it look like that there's a distinction without a difference. But it's a huge difference, because if you lied to the FISA court to get the warrant, then the surveillance isn't legitimate, hence spying. And it looks like that's what President Trump, when he was referring to that tweet, you know, like 2 years ago, he said, oh, I was spied on during the campaign. It looks like that's exactly what happened. We'll let the story continue to play out. But that's a very interesting development. Hey, let's shift gears. The Washington Post said this morning that the president was considering releasing illegal immigrants into sanctuary cities, and it nearly caused Nancy Pelosi to go into orbit. What happened here?
Well, the Washington Post this morning reported that in November and in February, the White House had floated this idea to, you know, let these detainees into the U.S., but release them into sanctuary cities. And for your listeners, those are cities that have decided not to cooperate with federal immigration authorities. Now, the White House this morning was seemingly, they confirmed that report basically by saying, oh, this was never taken seriously. You know, this was just something that was floated. But then as things commonly happen these days, the president tweeted and he kind of reversed what the White House had said this morning. He all but confirmed that they were continuing to consider the policy, even though his administration, the immigration agencies have said that, you know, this is not a good idea. It would be bad PR. The president this afternoon tweeted that he thought it would make the quote unquote radical left happy to have these immigrants in their communities and their sanctuary cities. But there's a lot of hypocrisy here on both sides. So it will be interesting to see how this plays out. The president always says he doesn't want illegal immigrants in the country because it would be unsafe for our nation and for our citizens. And then you have Democrats who always say open borders, welcome everyone with open arms. But now you have Democrats like House Speaker Nancy Pelosi saying this is a travesty. You can't do something like that. And you have Trump saying, yeah, why not bring them all in? So it's kind of interesting.
Well, it's funny the language that she used. What puzzled me was the language that she used, because Trump, you're right. Trump is the get tough on immigration side of this debate. Nancy Pelosi is, well, we should let everyone in and so forth. But she lives in San Francisco in a sanctuary city, in a state that has declared the entire state a sanctuary area. And she called his idea despicable. Now, Brooke, I'm not asking you to take an opinion on this, but just facts being facts, if you're representing a state and a city that seems to be very welcoming of all illegal immigrants, no matter how poorly they're vetted or anything that you may know about them, I mean, for goodness sake, they could be MS-13 members for all we know in some instances, you're calling your own philosophy despicable. She's self-criticizing in that.
Sure, but then, I mean, since I'm not going to take an opinion on this, you've got on the other side of this, the president saying the exact opposite of what he always says, which sure. is close the border, but he wants to bring these people in and leave them in San Francisco. It's a very interesting thing and something that, it's clearly, everyone's clearly playing politics here, so it will be interesting to see what happens, especially with the shakeup at the Department of Homeland Security. I mean, truly, everyone in a leadership post has been shuffled around or resigned in the last few days.
Right.
So it will be interesting to see whether these new immigration agencies and immigration officials in leadership posts will actually tell the president that he can do something like this. So it will be interesting to see.
And one of the things that he made those changes because of was because he felt like the crew that were there were not making headway on, like, we had, 76,000 come into the country in February. I mean, we're talking about more than 100,000 since the beginning of the year. This is a crisis that is starting to reach kind of epidemic proportion, and certainly those border facilities where they're all being housed currently are too packed. They can't keep putting more people in there to sort them out and figure out if they're allowed to come in or not. And I don't necessarily want a ton of people coming in that are dangerous to the country. So what we need to do is we need to figure out where to put people while they wait in line. And that was, it was a funny little hand grenade that the president threw into the whole mix of things today. But Brooke, as always, you're on top of it, reporting it nonstop for FoxNews.com. Thanks for getting us started today. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, Kevin.
As always. All right, coming up, Kayleigh McEnany will respond to some of that breaking news we were just telling you about. Harris Faulkner is going to stop by. She's got a huge town hall in Iowa that's going to air on Fox News Channel on Sunday. We'll get her perspective on what she expects there. And Governor Mike Huckabee before we're done. It's Kevin McCullough Radio. Don't go away.
In traffic, we've got the answer.
It is a slow ride in Queens this evening on the eastbound side of the LIE coming out of the Midtown Tunnel right out to the Cross Island Parkway. It stays heavy much of the way through Nassau County. Grand Central heavy eastbound off the Triborough out to the BQE. More delays from the LaGuardia Airport right out towards the Clearview Expressway. Clearview southbound near the LIE, a crash being cleared, stays heavy to the Grand Central. Southbound Cross Island Parkway slows from a Throgs Neck Bridge down towards the area of Belmont Park. Van Wyck northbound, a slow ride from Kennedy Airport up to the Kew Gardens Interchange. Belt Parkway generally slow. Verrazano Bridge out towards Flatbush Avenue. Westbound, we're slow from Coney Island Avenue right into the Verrazano Bridge. 45 minutes outbound at the Holland Tunnel, about 10 to 15 on the city-bound side. 30 minutes outbound at the Lincoln Tunnel, about 15 on your way into Manhattan. It looks like the GW Bridge into city okay. Westside Highway northbound slow from the 70s on up. Forget the FDR. It's jammed up from the Williamsburg Bridge to the George Washington Bridge. And now you know how not to go. I am Mike Barker on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, I'm Valerie Smaldone, and I'm on the air here Saturdays from 9 to 10. The show is Bagels and Broadway, and this Saturday's guests, the iconic Susan Lucci, who will be receiving an honor by Operation Warrior Shield. Also, journalist and author Jesse Kornbluth with a new play he'll be talking about. Yes, we discuss theater, food, we even talk about bagels on Bagels and Broadway. Saturday morning, 9 to 10, also available on Alexa.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got a tip for you. Looking for a new neighborhood spot, somewhere to spend time with friends, or maybe just a quiet meal with a loved one? Well, Olunny's Times Square Pub is just that place. Step away from the hustle of Times Square into the warm, informal atmosphere of Olunny's, surrounded by good company, great food, and very generous drinks. Olunny serves up all your favorites, shepherd's pie, bangers and mash, a traditional Irish breakfast, and of course, that mouth-watering Irish beef stew. And your visit wouldn't be complete without a slice of their world-famous apple pie with six apples in every pie. Olunny's has over a 50-year history in New York City, and it's a Times Square location makes it the perfect place for your pre-theater dinner. They can also host your next function or party with exclusive use of their second floor. Enjoy a taste of the Emerald Isle today, as I have, and look forward to again. Stop by Olunny's Times Square Pub. As Mr. Olunny himself says, Olunny's welcomes all men and women of goodwill, whether for just a moment or for hours. Make your reservation. Call 212-840-6688. That's 212-840-6688. Or go to olunnys.com. That's olunnys.com.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, I've been telling you about Balance of Nature for the longest time. The reason I have is because of how much I believe in this miracle product. It was developed by Dr. Douglas Howard. You've heard me talk to him on Wellness Thursdays all the time. But he really gives credit for the creation of this to God, because what God put in fruits and vegetables is what God intended you to put in your body. And because of that, it seems to work. And I'm just telling you that because I went through all of winter and all of spring. I didn't have one congestive bronchitis outbreak. I used to have those every time the weather changed when I was growing up. I didn't even get a cold or a flu this year. And that's really remarkable given my track record. So I give all that credit to the Balance of Nature keeping my immune system up. Every capsule has 10 servings of fruits and veggies in it. And once you start taking it, you're going to feel great. Your skin looks better. You have a lot more energy. It's time to improve that quality of your life. So why don't you right now, because between now and April 21st, they've got a special plan. Why don't you right now call and get 20% off at free and free shipping on any first order of Balance of Nature. Again, that's 20% off the price that's listed and free shipping on any first order of Balance of Nature with this radio offer, and it will only be available through April 21st. Call right now, 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751, or go to balanceofnature.com and be sure to use my promo code, The Answer. Balance of Nature, changing America one life at a time. 800-246-8751.
Listen to Joe Piscopo in the morning, weekdays at 6. Mike Gallagher at 10 on AM 970. The Answer. Who better to keep an eye on the swamp? Take a Harvard law grad and someone who knows the media underbelly like the back of her hand. National Press Secretary for the Donald J. Trump 2020 presidential campaign, Kayleigh McEnany, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
With respect to Barr's comments, I really don't know what he's talking about. When he talks about spying on the campaign, the FBI and the Department of Justice conduct court-ordered electronic surveillance. I have never thought of that as spying.
I really wish Jim Comey would sit down and be quiet. He keeps conflating things. He says court-ordered surveillance. Okay, how did you get the court order? Let's ask Harvard educated attorney Kaylee McEnany, who rejoins us on these Friday visits. Kaylee, thanks for being here. This back and forth, I mean, even Rod Rosenstein came out today and said that Attorney General Barr has conducted himself honorably, et cetera, et cetera. Comey continues to try to insert himself into a narrative that he hasn't been welcomed in like a year. Your take on it?
No, exactly. He seems entirely out of step on this. Like, he's been living in some alternate universe. We know the facts. The facts are human informants were used by Jim Comey's FBI, placed with Carter Page and Papadopoulos, to surveil them. Then, of course, there was the FISA warrant, which allowed wiretapping of Carter Page based on a dossier funded by Democrats that wasn't disclosed to the FISA court. And we know that there was unmasking of Trump officials just before the administration began. So all of that is considered spying. It's all considered surveillance. And for Jim Comey to deny that, perhaps he's just trying to deny the own wrongdoing that he knows was conducted by his own FBI.
Kaylee, your opinion now, not as a spokesperson for the campaign, but just as an attorney or, you know, someone who studied law intricately, do you think that those administration officials from the previous administration are sweating this attorney general right now? Is he onto something in investigating the origins of not just the dossier, but the FISA process, and even how early the investigation did it start in mid 2015 or late 2015 as opposed to late 2016? These things all really matter.
Absolutely. And I do think they're nervous. I mean, the fact is we have text messages from, you know, top officials in the FBI, like Peter Strzok, saying, you know, hey, let's create an insurance policy against President Trump as we did in Andy's office, Andy being Andy McCabe. I mean, this is documented bias in an insurance policy, which would suggest more than just bias, but active action upon that bias. And then lying to a FISA court, not disclosing material details. You are seeking to violate the Fourth Amendment rights of an individual, and you are concealing the material origins of the information you're providing, which Right. Now we know is all lies. I mean, yes, there's a lot of wrongdoing here, and now the focus has turned. We're investigating the investigators, and it's about time.
No, I totally get it. Well, the president shook up the Democrats again today. Now, early this morning, the Post put out a report saying that the White House was proposing sending detainees to sanctuary cities. Immediately, Nancy Pelosi had a heart attack, went to the microphone, started cursing at people. I don't know if she did or not, but it seemed as though she was. And then there was people saying that maybe that wasn't a real proposal. Well, the president came out a little bit later, about midday today, and said, due to the fact the Democrats are unwilling to change our very dangerous immigration laws, we are indeed, as reported, giving strong considerations to placing illegal immigrants in sanctuary cities only. Genius move, Kaylee, in my book, because these are cities that not only are wanting to have massive numbers of illegals living there, some of them, like Portland and San Francisco, have also voluntarily removed themselves from the Joint Terrorism Task Force. So if there's going to be dangerous people coming in and we don't know who they are or where they're at, don't send them to places that actually care about the integrity of the process. Send them to places where voters are saying it's okay to live dangerously and let the elements live there.
Right. It makes a whole lot of sense, and good for the president for being strong on this point, as he just was on Twitter. I mean, the fact is, these detention facilities are overrun. Any ICE agent would tell you that. Jay Johnson would tell you that, former yeah. Obama DHS secretary. So what do you do with the overflow? Right now, basically officials are being forced to release these illegal immigrants into society. And if they're going to be released, as the president said, you know, he's giving consideration to, why not release them into jurisdictions that have specifically voted to be a sanctuary jurisdiction and welcome whoever wants to come illegally, not knowing their identity, not knowing their criminal background, et cetera. It makes a whole lot of sense. Don't want to get ahead of the White House, but the president certainly just indicated that he is considering this.
Yeah. Well, and what does it say that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi called the idea despicable? What's so despicable about it to somebody who strongly advocates sanctuary cities? Look, if you believe sanctuary city is the morally right thing to do, this is the natural, logical outcome of your position.
Exactly. And the natural, logical outcome of open borders. You know, we've already heard a few of the 2020 contenders talk about decriminalizing
illegal crossing. Well, the logical outcome of that, plus a sanctuary city, is a city overrun by illegal immigrants. So, you know, to neglect the logical outcome of your own policies is really to live in a fairy tale la-la land that only the left could exist in.
Well, and she does, because she has a wall around her San Francisco home. She has a moat. She actually has an electric gate that you have to get through. So, you know, I'm guessing she's not going to be inviting a bunch of them to come pitch tents on her lawn. It's just incredibly hypocritical to call it despicable and to be upset when the president actually goes, well, okay, that's what you want, I guess that's what you're going to get. All right, so there's a couple of other things that I'd like to get your take on before we're done, and that is one, as we're going into this next season with the Democrats, we're seeing that a lot of them are running as fast and as hard as they can to get out in front of each other in terms of just being really as crazy leftist as they can. Do they stand a chance of nominating anyone sane at all by the time that's finished?
No, absolutely not. The Democrats are pushing one another farther and farther left. They're all embracing socialism. They will have a socialist at the top of the ticket. Make no mistake about it. Doesn't matter who emerges, they will have embraced the far left policies that have devastated societies across the globe.
That's really what it's going to be. It's America at the crossroads, freedom on one side, socialism on the other, and the American voter making the decision come 2020. Kayleigh McEnany, thanks for your observations. Always appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Kevin.
Kevin McCullough, when we come back, Harris Faulkner, my Fox News buddy, joins me. She's got something big going on this weekend. I want her to tell you about it. Stay with us.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
Generally clear skies up overhead. It's 65 degrees. What's going on? We have the answer. Well, tensions may be brewing among different factions of the Democratic Party in New York as two state senators reportedly got into a shouting match. James Flippin has more.
From the outside looking in, there appear to be some issues between the further left New Age Dems and the more established veteran Democrats. Differing opinions on Israel, for example, come to mind. This week in Albany, a closed-door meeting led to a nasty back and forth, reportedly, between eight-term state senator Kevin Parker of Brooklyn and freshman state senator Alessandro Biaggi of the Bronx. Accounts of the fight say Parker took issue with Biaggi's social media presence, and Biaggi may have countered that she did Parker a favor by not investigating when he told a Republican staffer last year she should kill herself on Twitter. James Flippin, NBC News Radio, New York.
3 days from today, that's Monday, it's tax deadline day. Scott Pringle has more.
Well, about half the people talked to on the street say this new tax law hit them hard.
I just finished paying them $10,000.
Taxes weren't that bad. I mean, I'm getting more money back on my checks on a biweekly basis, but knowing full well I was going to owe more at the end.
Can't use driving expenses for certain things. Terrible.
According to the IRS, more than 14 million people have or are planning on filing for extensions, and that would be the largest number of extension requests ever. Scott Pringle, NBC News Radio, New York.
In sports, hockey, Islanders host the Penguins in Game 2 of the Eastern Conference quarterfinals. Islanders up 1-0. Baseball, Yankees host the White Sox. Mets are in Atlanta to take on the Braves. Taking a look at the traffic across the Hudson, an hour now outbound at the Holland Tunnel, about 10 minutes on the city-bound side. Lincoln Tunnel, 15 minutes in, 20 to 30 minutes out, and about 10 to 15 now for the city-bound lower level of the GW Bridge, more like 20 for the upper level. Showers, maybe a thunderstorm late tonight, low 58. Morning rain tomorrow, then just clouds for the afternoon, high of 70, then some rain again for Sunday. And now you know what's going on. I am Mike Barker on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Wedding season is approaching, and if you're planning a wedding or an engagement party or even a corporate event, birthday, anniversary party, bar, bat mitzvah, why not consider having it on a luxury private yacht? Your guests will be so impressed. The memory is going to last a lifetime. You can let my friend Francesca find you the yacht that's best for your event. Now, she's got beautiful vessels in her fleet that can accommodate from 2 to over 1,000, and guests can board at convenient locations all throughout the metro area. Private yacht, not in your budget? Well, how about a private deck charter? Her yachts are fully insured, and they're Coast Guard certified. So visit franstouchofclass.com to see the range of yachts in her fleet. Then give her a call and find out about your options. Fran will fill you in on the yachts, describe the delicious cuisine, and give you details of all the services provided. Talk to her right now about adding that extra touch of class to your event. It's 212-385-9400, 212-385-9400, or franstouchofclass.com.
A blur, a crash, a thud, and the shooting pain. You fell through a hole that shouldn't have been there. Or maybe it was a broken ladder, a wonky scaffold, a simple nudge that put you down and out. However it happens, falling on a construction site can ruin you with pain. If you fell, has someone convinced you that you have no case, so just live with it? Is that even fair or just? What if your employer is at fault? Doesn't justice mean compensation for medical expenses, pain, and suffering? Personal injury attorney Dan Buttafuoco thinks so. With over 30 years dedicated to ethics and justice for the injured, he's won almost $500 million in settlements and verdicts, and his firm holds the record for New York's highest paid cash settlement. Readers of LI Press have voted Buttafuoco and Associates best law firm 5 years running. So, do you have a case? Why not call for a free evaluation? 1-800-NOW-HURT. 1-800-NOW-HURT. When a construction accident demolishes your life, how about a chance to rebuild? Daniel Buttafuoco and Associates. 1-800-NOW-HURT. Prior results do not guarantee a similar outcome.
Proving that he may be ready for prime time. Frank Morano. Sunday mornings at 4 on AM 970. The Answer. Decision 2020. America at the crossroads. Freedom versus socialism. American values versus global elitism. The presidential election that will define our nation for decades to come. Exclusive coverage now on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Decision 2020 will be America at the crossroads. What will the choice be? What direction will the nation take? That is exactly what is about to be. The dialogue is about to begin on that. And starting all of it on Sunday night at 8 o'clock on the Fox News Channel, my very good friend and one of the people I think the highest of on planet Earth is taking her estimable journalism skills to Iowa to have one of the first town halls with the candidates as they are talking. She now joins us, Harris Faulkner from the Fox News Channel. Welcome back to Kevin McCullough Radio, lady. It's good to have you.
Hi, great to have you. Actually, we won't be with the candidates. We're going to be with the people. Of Iowa. And my whole idea with all of this is Town Hall America is to take the conversation to the people and listen to them. Because well, I don't think that they're heard from enough. We do a whole
that's such
lot
a
of
novel. That's such a novel thing, Harris. How'd you come up with that?
Well, I just think that we do a whole lot of telling people what's going on, and that's our job. But we do a whole lot of preaching to them about, you know, let's whittle it down and blah, blah. We don't need to whittle anything down. I mean, trust me when I tell you, Iowa voters know their place in history and they know their place in the future. February of next year, they're already looking forward to it. I kicked off my speaking tour in March in Iowa for a reason. I went to the Quad Cities. I just got back from Cedar Rapids. So I've been in the state a couple of times ahead of this town hall, talking with them about growing up military, obviously, with my book.
Sure.
But, you know, everything then sort of pitches to what's happening in 2020. This is some of the most engaged, edified, and prepared electorate in the world. And do you know why we love Iowa so much? Because they are a microcosm of the entire United States. And anybody who thinks that Americans don't know what they want and who they like and what they need is not listening. And I think Sunday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. local time in Iowa, people will get to see just how impressive our American voters really are.
Yeah.
We've had people who can talk about the illegal immigration issue, Kevin, in ways that, wow. I mean, young Sarah Root, killed by an illegal immigrant. Her mom, Michelle, is working with the Trump administration now to get what those families need and prevent it from happening again. The president made news during the 1 p.m. Eastern hour today when I was on the air talking about, hey, look, he may busload those people coming illegally across the border to some of those sanctuary cities. Let's test the plan. If you say you like them and want to help them, what does that look like? We're going to talk about sanctuary cities with a woman, a mom, who's going to share some things that she's never shared publicly before.
Hmm.
Senator Joni Ernst, one of the biggest names in the state of Iowa, has been successful in a bipartisan manner talking about this issue in particular. So we're going to get into it. And you know what other word is going to come up? Socialism.
Of course it is. And it's going to be something that they're going to have to discuss because you've got a very crowded Democratic field that they may be, you know, they're preparing for Iowa. But, Harris, there is a change in the schedule this year, and California is not part of that Super Tuesday anymore. It's now got its own standalone. The delegate basket is huge. The takeaway for the Democrats is huge. And there's people jockeying, positioning to try to be the furthest in the left lane and the most socialist that they can possibly be, knowing that that primary is very early in the schedule now.
Wow, that is a great point. You want to come to Iowa?
I'd love to come.
I'm
curious. Can I get a seat on your bus?
You can get a seat anywhere. You're my friend. Come on.
Well, talk to me about the format. What are some of the issues that you've got kind of set up in advance of what you want to definitely get the reaction from the people of Iowa pertaining to?
All right. So being able to be in the state recently, I know that the number one issue for people, and it may be healthcare to them in terms of when they go into the poll, into the voting booth, who has an idea. But this idea of democratic socialism is not a talking point the way that politicians make it.
Hmm.
It's something that people have a visceral reaction to one way or the other. And if Democrats who control the House now are going to be pulled farther left, we need to have a national conversation about that, because that's going to affect some stuff. And healthcare is not the least, but that's just one of the things. But, you know, I had former Governor Ed Rendell on the program today, and he kind of helped me set this up. You talk about the format. Do you know, former DNC chair told me he's not a fan of them. And I said, who are they? And he said, you know, the Democratic Socialists in my party. Oh, my gosh, Kevin.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a big disconnect for what those 19 are saying.
Kind of run away from these people a little bit, although she says she's the boss in charge. So we're going to start the program right where people bring the heat. And we've got enough people in that oversized, big window, church-looking barn in Urbandale, Iowa, that it's going to be heated. I can imagine.
Friends, you got to check it out. 8 p.m.
Republican.
8 p.m. Sunday night, Fox News Channel. Harris Faulkner, thank you so much.
Thanks, Kevin.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio. Stay with us. Governor Huckabee coming up next. Hi, Kevin McCullough. It's my privilege to be in a partnership with the Alliance Defending Freedom. ADF is on the front lines fighting for your right to freely live out your faith every single day. And that's why you're going to start hearing these Freedom Minutes here on Kevin McCullough Radio. Here's Bob Trent with more of this one's.
Times have changed. It's not enough to just treat all people with kindness, dignity, and respect. I'm Bob Trent from Alliance Defending Freedom, and this is your Freedom Minute. For more than 20 years, Dr. Nicholas Merriweather has been a professor at Shawnee State University. He refers to his students with a respectful title, like Mr. or Miss. But one day after class, a male student demanded that Dr. Merriweather refer to him as female because he identifies as a woman. When Dr. Merriweather declined to do so, the student filed a complaint, and the university has punished Dr. Merriweather by threatening him with further corrective actions, including suspension or even firing if he does not comply. Dr. Merriweather is taking a stand, and thanks to people like you who support us, Alliance Defending Freedom has filed a lawsuit against the university. We can't just sit idly by and watch the government take away our freedoms. When we stand together, we can win. For more information and to help us protect your freedoms, visit yourfreedomfund.org. That's yourfreedomfund.org.
If you'd like to give to the Freedom Fund to help defend your freedom and provide the resources needed to fight these critical court battles, please call 800-569-1559. That's 800-569-1559. Or visit the website, freedomfund.org. Yourfreedomfund.org. That's yourfreedomfund.org.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Katzimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion-dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in.
Catch the Cats Roundtable. Every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
Start your week on a positive note. Tune in to Conversations with Joan. Join Joan Herman every Sunday night at 10 when she speaks with some of the most inspirational and influential people in the world. People who are making a difference. People who are changing lives. Each week, Joan focuses on important topics that impact your life. From health and wellness to professional development to personal well-being, thought leaders and experts share their insights, tips, and strategies so you can thrive. Conversations with Joan will inspire, motivate, and empower you. Live your best life now. Let's start talking. Conversations with Joan, every Sunday night at 10, right here on AM 970, The Answer. For more information, visit conversationswithjoan.com. Meet Dr. Gil Lederman, New York's only Harvard-trained, triple-board-certified radiation oncologist, who brings you the latest cancer treatment news from world-renowned cancer experts delving into special cases. It's the Radio Surgery Show, Sunday nights from 7 to 9 on AM 970, The Answer.
Want more AM 970, The Answer? Go to am970theanswer.com to listen live. Tune in to podcasts from the shows you missed anytime you want. Learn more about our advertisers. Join the AM 970 fan club and sign up for events. am970theanswer.com. Eric Metaxas, the show about everything. Coming up tonight at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
Everywhere I go, oh, I say is it all.
He is one of the longest-serving governors in American history, a two-time presidential candidate, a top-rated Fox News Channel host, and all of it before being known as Sarah's dad. Governor Mike Huckabee, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
One's based on the manipulation of intelligence. The second one is based on FISA abuse and other matters. And so that's where we stand. Those are the eight referrals. At this point, we're prepared to brief the attorney general.
Wow, that's Devin Nunes. And if you thought the Republicans on the committees in the House were just going to silently let the crazy chairman in charge right now just kind of run everything amok, nope, they're still doing their work. And Devin is going to send eight referrals to Attorney General Barr to get to the bottom of whether or not there was, you know, there were protocols and laws broken going into the Trump-Russia investigation. Welcome back, Kevin McCullough. Glad you're with us. Always pleased to have my next guest, Governor Mike Huckabee, one of the longest-serving governors in American history. Governor, I got in major trouble a couple of weeks ago because somebody who's a fan of the show, actually, but he just likes to pick gnats out of my eyes sometimes. It's like, you know, there were two New York governors that served just as long, if not longer. I took care of that. It's all been we've remedied the situation. But anyway, thanks for being here. Let's quickly get to some of these stories. These committee ranking members that are staying active and going after some of the wrongdoing based on some of the investigations that they concluded back in December. Your reaction to Nunes and others that are continuing the good fight?
Well, Devin Nunes is my new hero. I'm just so proud of him. I mean, he's not a guy that rolls over and plays possum like so many of the Republicans have done for years. And he's not just being vindictive. He's honestly trying to make people accountable for things they did that could have been criminal and certainly were unethical. And if we're going to restore faith back in our government and in our government system, we have to know that our government is clean and treating people with some level of parity and fairness. And we don't think that's happened. I mean, we just don't. So to get to the bottom of it, it's going to require what Devin Nunes is doing, and thank God for him.
You know what's interesting about Attorney General Barr is that he was overwhelmingly confirmed as an attorney general in the Bush years. And to watch the Democratic hacks, Nancy Pelosi chief among them, on TV the last couple of days, saying that he's, you know, the president's attorney general and not the attorney general of the United States, or that's how he's acting, is really despicable on so many levels, because this is a guy that has a really stellar reputation, high integrity, and prior was almost unanimously confirmed.
Well, let's not forget that Eric Holder used to talk about being Obama's wingman. I don't remember Chuck Schumer or Nancy Pelosi having any problem with that. And William Barr has not in any way indicated that he's just going to be a rollover for the president, but he is going to be a stickler for the law. Thank goodness. It's about time we have an attorney general that is going to make everybody line up and tune themselves to the same bar of the law. That's not what we've had for a long time. Loretta Lynch sitting out on the tarmac with Clinton. I'm sure that was just to talk about grandkids and to share old family photos. So this is so hypocritical on the part of the Democrats. I get it, the Democrats. I get it that they don't like Trump. What I do not have any respect for is the absolute hypocrisy and double-mindedness that they display every single day.
Yeah, it's gotten a lot worse since the Mueller report came out, too. Let me shift gears just a touch, looking ahead to 2020. You know a little something about presidential primary seasons, having been rather successful in Iowa and some of those early states a couple of times. Let me just ask you, you see Pete Buttigieg, I guess that's how you say his name. I can't say the name to save my life. And you see the conflict he's drawn with Mike Pence, the vice president. You know, these guys served in the same state. One's a Democrat, one's a Republican. But I think up until the point in time he got into the presidential race, they had a fairly good relationship. Now, you were famous as a governor for being someone who worked across the party lines and worked across the aisles. And you got stuff done in a state that had a lot of Democrats and a lot of Republicans. What do you make of this kind of odd turn that this presidential candidate has gone on in terms of attacking the current VP?
Well, it really doesn't make a lot of sense other than he's just essentially playing to the gallery. And what he's doing is trying to create the straw man that Mike Pence is against him, and he's been a terrible person. He is anti-LGBTQ, USTV, whatever, how many initials we have these days. But what Mayor Pete has done is forget that the only thing Mike Pence has ever said about him publicly has been very kind. And he's not seeming to remember that. And he can't find one instance where Mike Pence has ever shown disrespect to him. And the fact that he's showing that level of disrespect to the vice president shows that while he's presenting himself as this very cerebral, fair-minded, policy-oriented guy, when it gets right down to it, he's pretending, and he's pretending that way, but he's acting just like another political hack and taking cheap shots at the vice president, trying to make his own gayness something of a spectacle when nobody else has even bothered to care.
To bring it up, yeah. Well, and Governor, doesn't that speak on some level to the schedule? I mean, we were just talking to Harris Faulkner in the last segment about she's doing a town hall in Iowa this weekend. I mean, 2020 is here, and it feels like, you know, we barely blinked and Donald Trump was becoming president. But given the new calendar, given the fact that California comes a lot earlier, given the fact the number of delegates that they have in that state for the Democratic nominee, it seems like even candidates that a year ago, some people were saying, oh, they seem more moderate, they seem more middle of the road, the Beto O'Rourke's, the Mayor Pete's, these guys seem like somebody that the president could work with or the Republicans could work with. They've all made the fast track to the left lane as fast and hard as they could, and I think that's going to ultimately doom their eventual nominee.
Every time the Democrats have historically picked someone who is really far to the left, whether it was McGovern, Dukakis, Mondale, they lose. They lose because they not only get so far away from independents and Republicans, but frankly, they get away from even their own Democratic Party.
Yeah.
Now, there are a lot of leftists in the Democratic Party, Kevin, but there are a lot of reasonable, rational, fair-minded people who are Democrats, but they're not crazy. And they honestly don't think that things like the Green New Deal, late-term abortion, open borders, high taxes make any sense whatsoever. And when their party puts that as their primary platform, they just look, shake their heads, and either do one of two things. They hold their nose and vote for the Republican, or they just stay home and leave the ballot blank.
Yeah, and I think a lot of them did vote for the Republican in 2016, but we'll have to see what they do in 2020. All right, Gov, real quickly, what's on the big show this weekend?
Well, we've got Bill O'Reilly, who's going to be giving some assessment of what's happening in our society. He's always fascinating. If we could just get him to come out with a point of view and be more clear about
right.
it.
Give his opinion once in a while.
Yes. Chris Scalia, the son of the late Supreme Court Justice, will be talking about his dad and what a great guy Anthony Scalia was. I duck hunted with him in Arkansas. And a great human being and a phenomenal judge. We'll be talking to Chris about his dad.
Another big don't miss episode of Huckabee Today, TBN 8 and 11, Saturday and Sunday. And Governor, we always appreciate your time on these Fridays. Thanks for being here.
Thanks, Kevin. Good to talk to you.
Kevin McCullough, when we come back, my final thought for the week. Don't go away.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. You might ask, how can over 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables fit into 6 vegetarian capsules? Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. We don't use any heat, air, or light drying methods that damage nutrients. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Along with diet and exercise, Mother Nature provides fruits and vegetables to help us maintain good health.
To order, go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code THE ANSWER.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When picking a phone number for business, what sounds more professional? Your personal number?
Hold on, let me give you my cell. And actually, let me get yours too, just so I don't ignore your call, you know?
Or a dedicated business number, courtesy of Grasshopper.
It was a pleasure meeting you. Our number is 1-833-IT-TROOP. Give us a call anytime.
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
I can't believe it.
That Philip brought his little brother on our mission into orbit.
How long until we get there? How long until we get there? How long until we get there?
No, I can't believe how easy it was to save hundreds of dollars on my car insurance with Geico.
What's this button do? What's this button do? What's this button do? What's this button do?
No, don't
touch that.
Believe it. Geico could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Buying a home requires a lending partner who can help you navigate through the mortgage process. A Citizens Bank loan officer can help answer all your questions and help you select the products you need in a clear and personal way. So the next time you have a question about home financing, call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a Citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
Attention 16 to 18-year-olds. If you did not graduate high school and are looking for a drug-free environment to get your diploma, the New Jersey Youth Challenge Academy is an option for a better future. Call 609-556-6080 if you are up for the challenge. Dream. Believe. Achieve. Call 609-556-6080.
Sponsored by New Jersey National Guard County Drug Task Force Asset Forfeiture Fund, the New Jersey Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Jay Sekulow Live is next on AM 970, The Answer. What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Let's be very clear about this. This is insensitive and it's offensive. On 9/11, radical terrorists attacked us. New York City lost thousands of people.
That's Max Rose, the Democrat from Staten Island, who can't decide if he really is a Democrat or maybe closetly wants to be a Republican on some level. It's hard to figure him out because he aligns with a party that he has to end up saying no to a lot. And you just think you just join the other side, Max. I mean, if you care about it, and there's a lot of good people on Staten Island that would vote for you if you're a Republican. At least you're being critical. He's talking about Ilhan Omar, who just cannot, for the life of her, stay out of trouble. For instance, yesterday she tweeted this. The Muslim ban is a moral stain on our country's history. Proud to have joined my colleagues in introducing the hashtag No Ban Act yesterday to put an end to this discriminatory ban. I hate to do this. I have to do it. I have to do it over and over and over again. I have to remind this elected leader of the truth that it was not a Muslim ban. There were far more countries with far larger populations of Muslims that were never banned and were never in going to be banned than the ones that were put on the travel ban list that was found to be constitutional. It was found to be constitutional. The travel ban went all the way to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court found it to be constitutional. So I don't know what she's talking about, but it wasn't a Muslim ban. She just has a problem ever being capable of speaking truth. And she's still mad because the New York Post called her out on that. Some people, you know, knocked some buildings down somewhere. So here's what she tried to do for her defense today. She took to Twitter and she said, the people and the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon. You remember that statement from President George W. Bush atop the wreckage of the World Trade Towers, his arm around the FDNY and saying to the world. She goes, well, if he was Muslim, wouldn't this mean that he was uncaring about the situation? And no, ma'am, that's not what it means, Ilhan Omar. You dense as a box of bricks person. I don't get you. What President Bush was saying is that in a short matter of time, we would visit holy hell to the demonic Islamic extremists that had carried it out. We would send their satanic souls, those terrorists, to a place far separated from God. You want to talk about a hashtag? Hashtag this, lady. It happened. I'm Kevin McCullough.